The Bear That Went to Seminary by Elisa Renee Madsen. What is life like for seminary students in other parts of the United States? Students in Gig Harbor, Washington, wanted to know, so they sent a fuzzy friend to find out. It's fourth period. You've just finished English class and are making the trek across campus for release time seminary. As you walk, you wonder what people in other seminary classes are like. Do they wake up for early morning lessons, or do they juggle classes to fit in release time? Are they in a school filled with members, or are they lone defenders of the faith? Do they meet in a large, close-to-the-school seminary building, or do they study the gospel in a cramped dental office that doubles as an early morning seminary classroom? If you're a seminary student in Gig Harbor, Washington, you decided to find out. Since you can't go yourself, things like school and work prohibit cross-country travel, you send a teddy bear in your place. A teddy bear? Absolutely. Gig Harbor Seminary students loaded a stuffed bear they named America into a box, along with a camera, a journal, and a list of questions. We just wanted to pretty much find out what it is like to live in different areas, said Nick Saban, a senior from Gig Harbor. The students sent the bear to 13 different seminary classes located near church history sites. They ask its recipients to take pictures and to write back about their experiences in seminary. The bear's first stop was a class in Sharon, Vermont, birthplace of the prophet Joseph Smith. From there, it was mailed to seminaries near the Hill Cumorah, the Mormon Battalion muster site, Liberty Jail, Winter Quarters, among other places. Nearly a year later, America returned to Gig Harbor with gifts. Students who received the bear mailed back souvenirs, including a leaf from the Sacred Grove, the stones from the Susquehanna River, where Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery received the Aaronic priesthood and were baptized. They also sent two rolls of film and a journal filled with messages about attending seminary and living near church history sites. Included are excerpts from the journal. Editor's note. Just a word to the wise. Seminaries along the church history trail were happy to participate in this one-time activity. But you can imagine the burden on their resources and time if they started to receive similar requests from others. Here are some of the comments received along the church history trail. My seminary class is taught by my mother. We meet at 6:30 a.m. 5 days a week. There are only two students, my sister and me. It is a fairly easy life. People respect us and our beliefs. I live only 2 minutes from the Joseph Smith Monument and Memorial. It is probably one of the prettiest sites run by the church. In the summer, I spend most of my time hiking, swimming, and just pondering life here at the Prophet Joseph Smith birthplace. James Wilson, South Royalton, Vermont. The Prophet Joseph Smith was born in the township of South Royalton, Vermont, on December 23, 1805. The Joseph Smith Memorial Monument stands just near the site of his birth. Hello, my name is Mike Domenici, and I attend the Waterloo, New York Seminary class. I attend seminary at 6:30 a.m. every day of the week, before school starts. I am one of two active members that go to my school of about 500 kids. It is hard being LDS in my school because of all of the bad influences of others. I like the peaceful reminder of the holiness of this church site, the Peter Whitmer Farm. So I was able to receive the priesthood in the log cabin where so many important things took place. Mike Domenici, Fayette, New York. Peter Whitmer's log home, where church was officially organized on April the 6, 1830, is located in Fayette, New York. Much of the Book of Mormon was translated there. There are about 10 members of our seminary class at Mentor High School and about 10 at Kirtland High School. Some have to get up at 5 a.m. so we can get to seminary at 6:15 every weekday. We have the Kirtland Temple and other sites where Joseph walked and talked nearby. It's pretty neat to stand right there where the prophet was. I kind of take it for granted, but it's nice to go see everything. Eileen Day Jolly, Mentor, Ohio. The Kirtland Temple in Ohio was the first temple built by the church in modern times. On the 3rd of April, 1836, the Savior appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery in the temple. the saints were forced to abandon it as they were driven out of Kirtland. We have almost 1,000 students at our school and only 7 LDS members. Sometimes it's hard when you're regarded as different, but I make the best of it and have a good time while in high school. My family lives about 20 to 25 minutes from the church on the John Johnson Home and Farm historical site. I used to take it for granted that we go to church every Sunday and see the home and farm. I now realize that it is a very sacred place in which some sections of the Doctrine and Covenants were received. I'm thankful that I live close to such a spiritual place. Emily C. Kwan, Hiram, Ohio. Brother John Johnson, who joined the church in Kirtland, allowed the prophet Joseph Smith to stay at his Ohio home for a time. In an upper room of the John Johnson home, the prophet received the revelation concerning the 3 degrees of glory, which is found in the 76th section of the Doctrine and Covenants. Welcome to Liberty. There are approximately 38 LDS kids in our senior high school, which consists of 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. The Liberty Jail is amazing. The spirit is so strong there. It's wonderful to go there and just soak up the spirit. Alyssa Madden, Liberty, Missouri. Liberty Jail was the place where the prophet Joseph Smith and others were imprisoned during the winter of 1838 and 1839. Here, Joseph received sections 121, 122, and 123 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Today, the jail has been rebuilt and is a visitor center. Our seminary class is special. Since the Osceola Ward boundaries are so spread out, we only meet on Sundays an hour before regular meeting time. Our seminary learning consists of worksheets we study at home. My 4 siblings and I are the only members attending our school. It can be hard sometimes. People are always asking me why I do this or what our church believes about that, etc. Other times people come to me and ask, "Tell me that one Bible story," or "Are you sure that everyone can know for themselves?" It's great living in the mission field. Melissa Clark, Mount Pisgah, Iowa. After the martyrdom, the bodies of Joseph and Hiram had to be hidden, so their graves could not be marked. Now a monument at the Smith Family Cemetery in Nauvoo pays tribute to those buried there, including Hiram, Joseph, Emma, Joseph Sr., and Lucy Mack, among others. My name is Allison Rail. I love seminary, but am blind, so I read my scriptures in Braille. I enjoy learning about church history in Nebraska as well as learning anything gospel-centered. Allison Rail, Winter Quarters, Nebraska. Brigham Young and the First Company of Saints traveled west and settled near the Missouri River at Winter Quarters for the winter of 1846 and 1847. Due to harsh temperatures, many perished. Here also, 22 wards were organized. I go to West High in Salt Lake City and am a member of the seminary council. In our school, there are enough members to fill 5 classrooms every class period and early mornings. Seminary is awesome. Logan Millard, Salt Lake City, Utah. At the end of their journey west, the saints settled in Salt Lake City and built the Salt Lake Temple. The headquarters of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is in Salt Lake City. In the saints' journey west, many stopped in Iowa to raise crops for others who were on the trail west. Mount Pisgah is not far from Liberty, Independence, and far west Missouri. End of the article, The Bear That Went to Seminary, by Alyssa Renee Madsen. Q&A.